news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7.05, FM Talk 106.5 on a football Friday. We'll talk a bunch of football at 8.05 with Phil Savage, and we'll talk weather with Dr. Bill right after traffic with Kane. Hey, that's how we do it. It's Mobile Mornings. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, light traffic coming into the Eastern Shore. Wrapping up an accident off of Spring Hill Avenue and the Mobile Infirmary Drive. Also, we've got another one at Lot Road just west of US 45. No delays from the 65 split from Tillman's Corner into Theodore. It's a good start to our Friday morning. Enjoy a West Coast wine bearing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. They teamed up with Alabama Crown, hosting a five-course, five-wine pairing dinner featuring wines from Juan Cristiani Winery in Napa Valley, California. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7.07, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Dr. Bill's got a weekend weather scale on the way. We'll check headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 this morning. Two men missing and more information on the death of a baby involved in a Labor Day accident. Mobile police need your help. 64-year-old Joe Louis Ezell is a diabetic and has been missing for more than 1 month. He was last seen leaving a home on New Jersey Street on July 27th. Police believe he was on a bus at Broad Street and Virginia Street. That bus takes people across state lines to gamble, but authorities are not sure as to where that bus was headed. Ezell, once again, is a severe diabetic and takes insulin. Contact the Mobile Police at 251-208-7211 if you have information. This morning, 80-year-old George Steinman, he is also missing. On Thursday, the Walton County Sheriff's authorities searched a home at 250 Braxton Road searching for him. He was last seen wearing boots, blue jeans, and a light-colored shirt. K-9 units also searched that scene. Contact authorities if you have any information which could assist in this investigation. In Baldwin County, Alabama State Troopers confirmed that an 11-month-old child has passed away days after being involved in a car crash in Bay Minette. Authorities believe the child was not adequately buckled up when the vehicle went off the road and crashed into a tree on Monday. The initial investigation has revealed the vehicle failed to negotiate a curve before leaving the roadway. The child and the child's parents, 34-year-old John Curtis Porter and 27-year-old Ashley Cole, were all transported to the Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola for treatment. No charges have been filed against the parents at this time. The child's identity has not yet been revealed, but the baby did pass away on Wednesday. Five people total lost their lives on the roads during the Labor Day weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Football is back, and coming up Saturday, September 22nd, the MSA powers up the Gulf Coast Challenge featuring Southern University versus Alabama A&M at Ladd Peebles Stadium with a 4 p.m. kickoff. And yes, both the famous Human Jukebox Band and always entertaining Marching Maroon and White will be there battling too. Other fun events are also planned during the week leading up to kickoff. For details and ticket info, visit thegulfcoastchallenge.com. We'll see you at Ladd. Go all out. We do.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A popular chicken chain has been hacked. The CEO of Fusackley's confirms to News 5 that 10 locations from Mobile to Pensacola were affected. The credit card information of 165,000 customers may have been stolen between March and August.
Just frequently check and make sure you don't have any abnormal charges or large amounts deducted from your account.
A 19-year-old gang member will spend 15 years in jail for shooting and killing a 15-year-old. Algernon Grayson was sentenced for the shooting death of Amir Parker, happened Fat Tuesday, 2016. Prosecutors say Grayson is a member of a gang called BWE. A 9/11 remembrance ceremony will be held this morning at Mobile Memorial Gardens. The Mobile Police Department is participating in the service to pay tribute to first responders remembering their heroism and sacrifice. The ceremony is open to the public at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
If you're a State Farm policyholder and have been affected by the recent storm, please contact your State Farm agent. You can also call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or 800-732-5246 to get started. We're taking calls around the clock and responding as quickly as possible because at State Farm, our goal is to help our customers get their lives back to normal. Contact your local agent, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or visit statefarm.com.
Lace up your shoes and sign up for the 11th annual Go Run to benefit gynecologic cancer research. Saturday, September 15th at Moulton Tower on the USA campus Mitchell Center lawn. Registration begins at 6:30 a.m. with a 5K run at 8 and the fun run at 9. Registration August 1st through September 14th is $25 for adults, $10 for youth 10 and under. Race day registration is 30 and 15. Online at usahealthsystem.com/gorun.
Seven-Eleven on FM Talk 106.5. Segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by our friends over at McConnell Automotive. Brian Gardner and our buddies over at McConnell Automotive, they know that football is here. They're just as excited about it as we are here at FM Talk 106.5. And football is a very fast sport. So is the Fast Start Sale at McConnell Buick GMC. Right now, I want you to go to your website, go to your computer, get online, and search McConnell Automotive on Google or go to McConnellAutomotive.com. There you'll find some amazing deals for this first half of September. And the search function on there is just amazing. If you go to McConnellAutomotive.com, they have their entire inventory online. You search for the model and make, type of vehicle you want. You'll find it all right there. And they have some great other options, like you can find out more about their financing options. Tons of great stuff online. For instance, right now, the GMC Sierra have savings over $11,000. $11,000 in savings. You can check it out for yourself right there at McConnellAutomotive.com. There's so many great deals going on at McConnell Automotive. It's just too much to mention. So quick, type in McConnellAutomotive.com. Find out how much you can save today. GMC, we are professional grade.
713 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check sports on the plane. Speaking of Auburn, Auburn football coverage starts at 3:30 tomorrow right here at FM Talk 106.5.
Not 3:30 this morning?
3:30 on Tuesday, the pregame started. The 4.5 days of pregame. No, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon starts pregame with Rod Bramlett and the crew right here at FM Talk 106.5. Now time to check sports on the planes with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Sons.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It is a busy, busy weekend. Not only is football on campus, but a couple of other sports ramp up. Cross country hosts the Auburn Invitational. Men's golf has its first outing of the fall in Duluth, Georgia. Volleyball is in Lawrence for three matches in the Kansas Invitational. And soccer hosts Cincinnati Sunday in the final match before the start of SEC play. Lots going on. Keep up with all of it at AuburnTigers.com. More on the football home opener after this from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
The 7th-ranked Auburn football team has plenty of veteran leadership, but Gus Malzahn also liked what he saw from the 15 players who saw their first action in orange and blue against Washington.
We had some guys that touched the ball for the first time, and that was a stressful deal just from my standpoint against a really good opponent. And, you know, that game goes down the end like we talked about, and one play can make a difference. But the thing that stood out to me about the young guys, they protected the football. And the other guys that were in there, they did what we asked, and we have a very talented group of freshmen, and I think you'll see that number grow, and I think you'll see a lot of their playing time, you know, get more and more as the season goes on if they keep progressing.
Game two, another chance to see the field tomorrow night. Coverage begins at 3:30 tomorrow with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. So call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today. 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Football in the South, tailgate season, and FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans that support the team, including a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard, a $4,000 prize. And that's just the beginning. More great prizes and details on how to enter to win coming soon. It's the annual Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, from Loxley to Malbus and Daphne on I-10, it's been a perfect ride there across the Bayway and the Causeway at downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Still got a little issue there, Spring Hill Avenue near Mobile Infirmary Drive. They're clearing up an accident, seeing a little bit of backup, so be patient there. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, enjoy entertainment, and shop for special treasures. Get the details at Mobile International Festival. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
.com 718 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Friday style, just about 10-12 minutes away from Dr. Bill and the weekend weather scale. Plus, Alec Naiman joins us this hour. We'll find out what's cooking. We'll find out what are headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A high-profile case now heads to a grand jury. Deborah Estep is the woman charged with manslaughter in a suspected DUI crash which killed a pregnant woman. Estep is accused of driving the wrong way on the Foley Beach Express and hitting Josie Jones head-on. Jones was flown to a local hospital. Doctors performed in an emergency C-section, but they were unable to save her unborn baby. Estep appeared in court on Thursday for a preliminary hearing. An officer testified that Estep was slurring her speech after that crash back on August the 5th. Toxicology reports show that Estep did have a blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit. Investigators say they're now waiting for more test results to come back to see if there were any other substances in her system. News from Escambia County, Florida. As a Florida Highway Patrol, they're hoping that new information will help them solve a deadly hit-and-run case, but they need your help. If you have seen a white Chevy dual-wheel pickup truck with an aftermarket brake strip on the back tailgate and a Chevy sticker also on the back window of that truck, well, they want to hear from you. Here's why. On Wednesday, two people were walking along Gulf Beach Highway near West Sunset Avenue when they were hit by that white Chevy pickup truck. Troopers confirmed that 44-year-old Theodore Von Storch was a pedestrian who died at the scene. The other pedestrian, 53-year-old Anita Lamb, was transported to Sacred Heart Hospital with serious injuries. As for the truck, it left the area via Gulf Beach Highway. Troopers say a witness did follow the truck and reported that it turned turned onto Winton Avenue and then turned off its lights to avoid being seen. So troopers say they're looking for a Chevy pickup with a partial tag of N77. If you have information, call 850-471-6928. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Singer Percy Sledge was one of the most identifiable voices in the genre of country soul, which emerged from Muscle Shoals in the mid-1960s. In 1966, Sledge recorded his most iconic song, When a Man Loves a Woman. The song topped Billboard's top 100 for 16 weeks. Percy Sledge's career spanned 5 decades. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course you and your pop in the text line this morning talking about the passing of Burt Reynolds. Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll turn up your voice when we take your calls at 343-0106, 343-0106. People lamenting on the text line. I saw this last night that Gator, the movie Gator, was not getting the attention it should. How about Hooper?
Hooper.
You remember this?
I don't.
Because and it stuck with me because it was filmed in Tuscaloosa. And I remember, when I started there in 1990 or whatever, that's like one of those things you had to get introduced to in Tuscaloosa. They said, right here where the mall was, there used to be these two big smokestacks. Remember the movie Hooper? Those were brought down for the movie in one of the stunts there. So that's the claim to fame of Hooper is it was filmed partially, I don't think the whole thing, but partially in Tuscaloosa.
You know, I loved Burt Reynolds as an actor, but since he passed yesterday, I've learned so much more about him than I already knew. Like, I didn't know that he had a clause in his contract where he was to appear in his movies wearing a Florida State shirt, since he was a graduate of Florida State University. Well, I don't know if he graduated, but he certainly went there to play football, even roomed with Lee Corso, but learning all kinds of new facts about Burt Reynolds this morning.
Yeah, and think about, okay, we'll run through this if you're just catching the sad news. Burt Reynolds passed away from a heart attack yesterday at age 82. He had had open-heart surgery in 2009 and 2010. Also went into rehab to, quote, gain control of his life, end quote. He had become addicted to painkillers after having back surgery. He started off in TV, though, small screen. Back in the 70s, of course, he was known for movies. In the 60s, TV shows like Gunsmoke, Hawk, and Dan August. His breakout movie role was Deliverance, and, of course, that led to a series of box office hits, including The Longest Yard, Semi-Tough, Hooper, Cannonball Run, Best Little Whorehouse of Texas, Smokey and the Bandit. He was in a couple flops, though, back in the late 80s, but he bounced back. Remember how he did this? He went back to the small screen with the 90s sitcom Evening Shade, which was a big deal. I remember that show was a big deal. Got him 2 Emmy nominations and 1 win, and his movie career rebounded with Boogie Nights in 1997. It's funny, I said this earlier, like from being a child, young, and watching Smokey and the Bandit to Boogie Nights as an adult, some of my favorite movies are movies that had Burt Reynolds in them. I never even thought about it that way, but you go through the list, other than Smokey and the Bandit, which is like one of my top three. Like, a lot of movies I really, really liked are Burt Reynolds movies.
He had the quintessential good guy, cool guy kind of essence while he was on the screen. And tons of people, of course, in Hollywood, he's a big deal, but all around America, and he has a ton of other actors and people that were, you know, saying things good about Burt Reynolds yesterday. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he tweeted, "Burt Reynolds was one of my heroes. He was a trailblazer, showed the way to transition from being an athlete to being the highest paid actor, and he always inspired me. He also had a great sense of humor. Check out his Tonight Show clips. My thoughts are with his family." And Burt was funny on a lot of those Tonight Show appearances that he would make.
You know what? He almost... How about the almost roles for Burt Reynolds? This is kind of cool, too. Back in the 70s, he was approached about a chance to play James Bond.
Oh, man.
Burt Reynolds is James Bond. He saying, quote, "An American can't play James Bond. It just can't be done." So he did not take the role. He later admitted that he regretted turning it down. He said, "Now in the middle of the night, you hear me wake up in this cold sweat going, Bond, James Bond." He also turned down the role of playing Han Solo in Star Wars.
Unbelievable.
And he almost, this is now improbable, but maybe he was an actor, could have done it. He almost played Michael Corleone in The Godfather. He passed on the Oscar-winning Jack Nicholson role in the 1983 movie Terms of Endearment. These are movies that he might have been in. Trying to rethink those movies with Burt Reynolds in those roles is kind of fun.
And you know that Terms of Endearment, that's the one that Burt Reynolds says he regrets the most, not taking that role. You would think he'd say Han Solo or one of the other major roles he passed on, but the role that Jack Nicholson ended up playing is the one he regretted most. And of course, Deliverance, a huge, I mean, he Burt Reynolds, I think, was most proud of his performance in Deliverance. And there's a funny story in the Hollywood Reporter obituary yesterday. John Borman was the director of Deliverance, and Burt Reynolds, you know, he always tried to do his own stunts. Well, they were filming a canoe going over going over waterfall in that movie, and Burt Reynolds said, "Why are you using a dummy in the canoe? Why don't you just put me in there? That way it'll look real." Burt thought that the dummy didn't look real enough.
Right.
So he gets in the canoe and falls. He goes over the falls and ends up hurting himself really badly. He crashed into the rocks, ended up in the hospital, and he asked the director how the new footage looked. The director said, "Like a dummy going over the falls."
Burt Reynolds, such a big part of American culture in those films and, of course, TV shows as well, will be missed, dead at age 82. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will join us. We'll talk with him about the weekend ahead. Plus, the tropics are extremely busy right now. He'll lay out the parade of weather coming across the Atlantic, plus what is still going on. Gordon is still a thing. Gordon has been camped out somewhere near, I guess, Lake Wachita or something up in Arkansas, and he'll lay that out for us as well. It's all straight ahead. And yeah, at 8 o'clock, we'll take your calls at 343-0106, remembering Burt Reynolds, American icon, and dead at age 82.
Where are we going? No, don't tell me. Let me guess. We are a bride in search of a wedding.
No.
No?
There is a wedding in search of a bride.
I hear you play some football.
A little bit.
Yeah, good. Where?
It's Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, you?
Prison.
Yeah. Well, first thing we got to do is get you transferred out of here and on the football field.
How?
Well, we'll work on it.
Machines are going to fail. And the system's going to fail. And then?
And then what?
Then survival. Who has the ability to survive? That's the game. Survive.
It's my dream to make a film. It is true. And right. And dramatic.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
To you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students and teachers at Holloway Elementary School are hoping for a quiet day, a day after the school was put on lockdown. A shooting nearby on Stanton Road forced the school into lockdown for about an hour Thursday. A man working nearby heard the gunshots.
Big boom.
another big boom, boom, and it just kept coming. So it was like 10 or 12 of them.
A 27-year-old who was killed in the shooting has not been publicly identified. Police believe there may have been more than one shooter. Happening today, a new federal courthouse will open in Mobile. The building on St. Joseph Street will house the U.S. District Court for South Alabama. U.S. Senators Richard Shelby and Doug Jones will be on hand for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2 this afternoon. Tropical Storm Gordon destroyed 30 sea turtle nests on South Alabama beaches. That's a third of the total number of documented nests. Still, nature has a way of fighting back. After the storm passed, more than 100 loggerhead turtles hatched from a surviving nest on Fort Morgan and safely made it to Gulf waters. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now's the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says America's intervention in Syria should immediately end. This as the presidents of Iran, Russia, and Syria meet in Tehran just ahead of an expected offensive against anti-Syrian government forces. U.S. troops could end up in the crossfire, as we hear from Barbara Starr at the Pentagon.
In the last week, Russia has notified the U.S. twice, as recently as Wednesday, that it is planning to move against militants in an area of southern Syria where there are dozens of U.S. troops protecting this enclave in southern Syria, where the borders of Syria, Iraq, and Jordan all come together.
Business analysts are saying the leveling off in premiums next year under the Affordable Care Act means insurers have figured out how to make a profit on the program. 11 states will even see premiums drop. President Trump tweeting this morning, quote, "The Woodward book is a scam. I don't talk the way I am quoted." Stock futures down ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has in recent months found illegal activities in mortgage and auto loan servicing and at payday lending companies. A sign the Bureau continues to scrutinize financial companies under the Trump administration. The CFPB provided an update on its supervision and examination activities in a report released yesterday, the first since Acting Director Mick Mulvaney took over in November of 2017. The report doesn't include company names or detail possible enforcement actions in line with CFPB practices during the Obama administration. Volkswagen could have to pay as much as $11 billion in damages related to its diesel emissions cheating scandal if a German court sides with investors in a lawsuit that goes to trial next week. The lawsuit bundles 1,670 claims brought mainly by VW's institutional shareholders who have accused the carmaker of failing to inform investors about the scope of the scandal. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Dr. Bob Arnott for SalonPas.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in SalonPas Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. SalonPas gives me relief.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center still seeing delays now at Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Infirmary Drive. An accident with injuries been here about 35 minutes, but each direction it's been slow. Wreckers are on the scene. No delays traveling downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Still looking good. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five-meat stuffed pizza is only $12. This is football pizza. Make any day game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
If I wouldn't have talked to you about this last hour, I would have said, well, now that Gordon's gone and forgotten about, let's move on. But you reminded us that Gordon's not gone.
Yeah, it's still over Arkansas. A big swirl of clouds and showers, and but it's going to move on out here in the next 24 to 36 hours. It's going to head on up into the Midwest as part of a frontal system. That same weather front that's going to contain the remnants of Gordon, that same front is going to move into northern Mississippi over the weekend. And it's going to have an effect on our weather early next week in the form of numerous showers and thunderstorms. Doesn't look like the front's going to come through our area, but it's going to stall over northern Mississippi and northern Alabama. And we've got some other activity out in the tropics, in addition to the remnants of Gordon now over the Arkansas. We have what was Hurricane Florence is now down to a tropical storm out over the middle of the Atlantic, but it's going to regenerate again. It's going through an area that has a rather hostile environment, and it has 65-mile-per-hour winds, but it's going to build up to a major hurricane and continue westward and could threaten the Carolinas and the east coast of the country late next week. So it's going to be in the news for some time, particularly if it starts approaching the east coast. We also have two very large tropical waves, one about halfway now between the Caribbean and the African coast. It's headed in the westerly direction. It's going to be a named storm and could very well affect the northern portion of the Caribbean and or the islands such as Puerto Rico. We'll see. That'll be moving into that area most likely early next week. And another tropical wave immediately behind this one has potential of growing into a significant storm or a named storm over the next few days. So it's getting crowded out there in the tropics.
Yeah, this time of year, peak hurricane season is not too far off, is it?
Yeah, the peak is the middle part of September, but statistically it remains very active in the past through the rest of September and into the early part of October.
Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, we were talking earlier in the week about Gordon and said it's we're referencing, I guess, Nate last year. Nate was an October storm.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've got quite a bit of the hurricane season to go, and it's the Atlantic, of course, has been very slow to warm up. But it is warming up now, and conditions are becoming, that's the important thing, the conditions in the upper atmosphere are becoming more favorable over the tropical Atlantic.
All right, let's talk about what the next couple days holds for us.
Yeah, we've got not a bad day today, but we will have thunderstorms in the afternoon, but that's no surprise for this time of the year. We should see temperatures in the upper 80s, approaching 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70s, and then the weekend, the best day appears to be Saturday. It'll be mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and we'll likely get up to 90, perhaps 91 degrees. Sunday, a little better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but not bad. And temperatures again in the upper 80s to near 90. And then, as I mentioned, early next week, Monday and Tuesday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers and thunderstorms, and that's going to keep temperatures in the mid-80s.
All right, with all that being said, it's time to score the weekend ahead with our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. Dr. Bill, the weekend lies somewhere between 1 and 2 on your scale. What do you say?
Well, we do have thunderstorms to contend with this weekend, especially in the afternoon. Temperature is just about normal. And I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
7790.
All right. Not bad. Not bad for a hurricane season near peak weekend. So I'll take it.
Yeah, this time of the year, if you can approach 1.8, we're doing pretty good.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast and, of course, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:38, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines coming up in just a second. And a reminder, I'm sure they did this actually to celebrate Dalton's birthday coming up on the 20th.
They had to have, right?
This is, I mean, we talk about Cottage Hill Package, and they'll have these great events there where they have the, and they have cigar manufacturers as well as spirits come out, but I'm mostly focused on the craft beer, and they have the craft beer tastings, but it's one particular brewery will come on a given night. They're doubling up for your birthday.
That's perfect. I love it. And two of my top five favorite beer companies.
Sweetwater Brewing Company is coming out 6 o'clock on the 20th for their free tasting, and a lot of tasty beers to sample there. And Sam Adams are going to come out for their October tasting and stein hoisting event, both going on simultaneously on September 20th, Thursday night, September 20th, starting at 6, free event. And then the next night, if you didn't get enough the night before, on Friday night, the folks from Serta's Brewing are coming out for their free tasting. That's Friday night at 6. So a Thursday and a Friday, back-to-back great events for craft beer fans.
I just want to thank them so much for the birthday present. I love it, and I really appreciate it. And everybody else go out and check out some great beers for me for my birthday.
There you go. That's how we'll celebrate. Online, cottagehillpackage.com, or just look for Cottage Hill Package on Facebook. All right, Kelly's got our headlines next.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Glad you are here. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have an iPhone 8, heads up, you may want to check to see if it's part of a new recall. Apple says some of their iPhone 8 devices sold here in the U.S. have a defective logic board. So that's the board which hosts the phone's microprocessor, memory, and the wireless chip. iPhone 8 products may experience unexpected restarts or perhaps a frozen screen. In some cases, the phone won't even turn on. Those units which were affected were sold between September 2017 and March 2018. Check it out to see if that sounds like your phone. Apple says they will repair eligible devices free of charge, but if you have a broken screen, a crack in the back, or some other defect, you have to get it fixed first out of your own pocket before Apple says they will replace that defective logic board. Ford recalling about 2 million F-150 pickup trucks in North America because the seat belts can spark and cause fires. This is news out of Detroit. The recall covers trucks from 2015 through the 2018 model years. This comes after 1 month after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began investigating fires in the pickups. Ford says that they have received 23 reports of smoke or fire in U.S. and Canadian trucks, but they're not aware of any injuries. NHTSA began investigating in early August after getting 5 fire reports, including 3 reports that trucks were destroyed. Ford says seatbelt pretensioners can generate excessive sparks when they tighten before a crash. They can then ignite gases inside a support pillar between the front and rear seats, causing insulation and carpets to catch fire. Dealers will remove your insulation and install heat-resistant tape to repair your trucks. They also will remove remnants of wiring tape and modify interior panels in regular cab trucks. Owners will begin being notified beginning September 24th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Wind and rainstorms from tropical weather systems like Gordon can damage your roof. Don't wait. Call Mobile Roofing now, 251-888-0301. Gulf storms like Gordon can damage your residential or commercial roof, and you need local roofer Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained, experienced personnel who can identify wind and rain damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for free and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call Mobile Roofing right now, 251-888-0301.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
744 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check in with my friend Larry Kirby at LCM and check out what's happening today and for the weekend. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. Well, we've got a great array of inventory. We got a bunch of deliveries in here yesterday, so we'll be checking them out today. And the biggest part of them are under $10,000 trucks, cars, and sport utilities.
That seems to be a very popular price point. And the nice thing is you've got something for everyone, like you laid out. I mean, you've got those third-row vehicles. You've got the pickup trucks we need, and obviously cars that get great gas mileage.
Absolutely. And we got other vehicles besides the ones under $10,000. We've got, matter of fact, yesterday we got in a 2016 Z71 four-wheel drive Silverado.
Ooh.
So
nice.
I know that piques your interest, right?
Absolutely. And what also piques my interest is the fact that you got a big selection of financing.
Absolutely. We've got tremendous selection of financing. We've got credit unions, we've got banks, we've got finance companies, you know, local lenders, and then we've got credit unions all across the country we can do business with.
All right, well, do us a favor. Give us directions to come see you at LCM.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. On the way, we'll check in with Dalton for sports.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should, too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A popular chicken chain has been hacked. The CEO of Fusackley's confirms to News 5 that 10 locations from Mobile to Pensacola were affected. The credit card information of 165,000 customers may have been stolen between March and August.
Just frequently check and make sure you don't have any abnormal charges or large amounts deducted from your account.
A 19-year-old gang member will spend 15 years in jail for shooting and killing a 15-year-old. Algernon Grayson was sentenced for the shooting death of Amir Parker, happened Fat Tuesday, 2016. Prosecutors say Grayson is a member of a gang called BWE. A 9/11 remembrance ceremony will be held this morning at Mobile Memorial Gardens. The Mobile Police Department is participating in the service to pay tribute to first responders remembering their heroism and sacrifice. The ceremony is open to the public at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, talking with Phil Savage for Football Friday as we enter week 2 of the college football season. But the 2018 NFL season kicked off last night with the Philadelphia Eagles unveiling their 2017 Super Bowl banner and then beating the Atlanta Falcons 18-12. Eagles running back Jay Ajayi scored 2 touchdowns. Ajayi scored from 11 yards out to give Philly a 16-12 lead with just over 2 minutes to play.
Second down and 7. Takes the clock all the way down. Hands the ball up into the end zone. Touchdown, Jay Ajayi.
He'd also run in the 2-point conversion to stretch the Eagles' lead to 6 points. Atlanta's Julio Jones had 10 catches for 169 yards, but just like last season's playoff game, the Falcons could not score from inside Philly's 5-yard line as the game came to a close. Here's Falcons head coach Dan Quinn after the game talking about Atlanta's failure in the red zone.
Our ability to, you know, score down there, that has to change, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
Next Sunday, the Falcons will try to get back on the winning track when they host Carolina, while the defending champions will play at Tampa Bay. Week 2 of the college football season starts tomorrow, and for the most part, it's a great time to be a fan of an SEC team. Right now, 7 SEC teams ranked in the top 25, with 2 just missing the cut. And the only SEC team with a loss next to their record are the Tennessee Vols after week 1. All 14 teams in action tomorrow. Number 1-ranked Alabama hosts Arkansas State at 2:30 on ESPN2. The 7th-ranked Auburn Tigers host Alabama State at 6:30. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins at 3:30. And there are 2 SEC
SEC East matchups, with the SEC Game of the Day in Columbia, South Carolina. The 24th-ranked Gamecocks host the 3rd-ranked Georgia Bulldogs with kickoff at 2:30 on CBS. At 6:30, number 25 Florida hosts Kentucky. The Texas A&M Aggies will have a chance to surprise the nation when the 2nd-ranked Clemson Tigers visit Kyle Field at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Clemson currently a 12-point road favorite. And number 18, Mississippi State travels to play Kansas State at 11 tomorrow morning. The South Alabama Jaguars have a tall task at hand when they travel to play at Oklahoma State tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Jags are 32.5-point underdogs. Don't forget, if you're playing in the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, make sure you want to get your picks in before the games start tomorrow, because missing that 1 week could really mess you up for the rest of the season. On the PGA Tour, Tiger Woods shot his lowest round of the past 5 years on Thursday in the first round of the BMW Championship. Woods did hold the first round lead at 8 under par. He was tied with Rory McIlroy. This morning they got started earlier because of upcoming bad weather they're expecting. Right now, Xander Schauffele in the lead with 11 under. He's 4 under today. Rory McIlroy in second place at 9 under. Tiger Woods currently even par after 2 holes. In tennis, Serena Williams easily defeated Anastasia Sevastova. She's headed to the U.S. Open final tomorrow. Serena will face number 20 seed Naomi Osaka, who beat Madison Keys on Thursday. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hey, by the way, Tukey Toussaint just made his picks for the weekend. So
I'm shaking in my boots right now.
You ought to be. I'm going to come out of the cellar and on my meteoric rise to the top 20%.
We both need comeback weeks.
Yeah, that's for sure.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, good news, they finally got that accident cleared up at Spring Hill Avenue in the Mobile Infirmary Drive, but we do see delays still from Old Shell, Cottage Hill, and Knollwood, also Airport. The school zones have been busy this morning, back down to 15 miles an hour. Good ride still across the Bayway towards Eastern Shore. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Airport and Cylinder Road in Mobile is ready to upgrade your upcoming holidays with the best in remote control cars, trucks, planes, boats, even tanks. Check out their huge racetrack behind their store where they race every weekend. Hobbytown USA, Airport and Cylinder Road. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
7:53, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Did you know that there is a way to win a free cruise and other prizes, plus see a blimp right here in the Port City? Oh, yes. The Carnival Airship will arrive here in Mobile Thursday, September the 13th. It's a 128-foot long blimp, and it's on a 30-day journey across 7 different states, all in an effort to promote Carnival's new cruise ship deployment. So here's how you can win. When you see that blimp, take a picture or video and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And be sure to use the hashtag ChooseFun. Those who do so will then be entered into a contest to win free cruises, Carnival merchandise, VIP event passes, and Carnival gift cards. That hashtag also connects you to a donation for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Remember, hashtag choose fun when you see that blimp. If you love Fridays and you love Krispy Kreme, you're in for a treat. Krispy Kreme bringing back their popular chocolate glazed donuts beginning today and every Friday, the first Friday of every month in the U.S. and Canada. Here's their quote. Guests will be able to experience the glazed waterfall taken over by chocolate while the donuts are being made. They will be able to smell the sweet chocolatey aroma through the shop and get a taste of the mouth-watering chocolate glazed donut for themselves. We are bringing a new twist to TGIF, TGIC. Thank goodness it's chocolate. The chocolate glazed donuts will be available on the first Friday of every month while supplies last. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Speaking of eating and food, it's time to find out what's cooking. We do it every week with our buddy Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. And good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing good. And this is like home cooking stuff for me. Mama used to do these a lot. Stuffed peppers on the menu.
Man, you know, I love that kind of stuff. Now, there's a bunch of different ways you can stuff a pepper. But this is just one of those ways. How about that?
Okay.
All right. I tell you what I do. When you're going to bake them in the oven, as opposed to boil them down in a big old pot, see, we're going to bake this one in the oven. So you got to kind of part cook your rice. You got to kind of brown off your meat a little bit, you know, with a little onion and stuff, and then cool it down, and then you mix those two items together. So mix your ground beef and your rice together after they part cooked, all right? You got a little onion in them. You throw your little bit of some green peas in there and hit it with a little Parmesan cheese and put your little bit of tomato paste in there. And, of course, you got to have you some seasonings like some garlic and some thyme and some basil and some sage and all that kind of stuff. And I usually like to get me a little combination of different colored peppers, like, you know, the red ones, the yellow ones, the orange ones, the green ones, whatever. It makes it look good, you know, everybody get good old eye color contact. And I hollow them out, and then I stuff it with this rice and meat mixture, you know. And then I put a little bit of tomato puree over it, stick them in a little baking dish, and I slide them in the oven, and I bake them off at about 350 for about 20 minutes or so. And then I test them. If they're right, I stick them back in there for a little bit longer if I need to. But, man, when you pull them out and eat them, I mean, it's just a good stuffed pepper with ground beef and rice and all the other stuff in it. You know what I'm saying?
I do. It sounds fantastic. And is there any kind of tip you have to making sure the, you know, sometimes the peppers are a little more done and sometimes they're not as done? I mean, what's the formula there?
Well, you know, that's why you want to par cook your ground beef and your rice so that you know the texture of your pepper is done. Now, if you know, 350, if you're baking them in the oven, you'll get it hot in the middle within 20 to 30 minutes. And like I say, if not, you slide it back in there for a minute or two, and then you'll know they're done. But everything in it's already cooked. See,
right.
You know, cooked it down in a skillet and boiled your rice and that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, that sounds a good tip to use. And the even better tip would be for us just to get on the phone and call you and have you cook them for us.
Well, we like it when people call us, you know, because we'll answer the phone. I think we will anyhow. If not, I'm going to be very upset. But the number's 473-3900 if you're somewhere in our area. If not, put 251 in front of that number, okay? And if not, then you can go on our website at namanscatering.com, and you'll find all kind of tailgate packages, corporate breakfast, corporate lunch, all that kind of stuff. I do your wedding and all that. I do your anniversary, all that kind of stuff. I do your birthday party, too. So, listen, then check us out on Facebook. I always got good stuff on Facebook, so... And y'all know how to do that. I ain't got to teach y'all how to do Facebook, see, even though I'm a pro at that stuff. But call me, 473-3900. Man, let's do some football this weekend, all right? Maybe play a little golf, too, okay?
All right, we got it lined out. Alec, as always, thank you, man. We'll check back next week.
Hey, go Jags, okay?
Okay. What's cooking? Alec Naiman right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Our buddy Phil Savage joins us for Football Friday next.